भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी।
श्रीमद् भागवतम फोर्थ कैंटो चैप्टर टू टेक्स्ट नंबर 32।
तद् ब्रह्मा परमं शुद्धं सतं वर्त्मा सनातनं विगर्ह्य यात पाषण्डं दैवं ओ यत्र भूतरात। तद् ब्रह्म परमं शुद्धं सतं वर्त्मं सनातनं विगर्ह यात पाषण्डं दैवं ओ यत्र भूतरात। तद् ब्रह्म परमं शुद्धं सतां वर्त्मा सनातनं विगर्ह यात पाषण्डं दैवं ओ यत्र भूतरात। तद् ब्रह्म परमं शुद्धं सतां वर्त्मा सनातनं विगर्ह यात पाषण्डं दैवं ओ यत्र भूतरात। तद् ब्रह्म परमं शुद्धं सतां वर्त्मा सनातनं विगर्ह यात पाषण्डं दैवं ओ यत्र भूतरात्।
माताजी, वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग। तत् दैट ब्रह्मा वेद परमां सुप्रीम Shuddham, pure. Satam, of the saintly persons. Vartma, path. Sanatanam, eternal. Vigarhya, blaspheming. Yata, should go. Pasandam, to atheism. Daivam, deity. Va, your. Yatra, where. Bhutarat, the lord of the bhutas. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. By blaspheming the principles of the Vedas, which are the pure and supreme path of the saintly persons, certainly you followers of Bhutapati, Lord Shiva, will descend to the standard of atheism without of a doubt. Please repeat after me. By blaspheming the principles of the Vedas, which are the pure and supreme path of the saintly persons, certainly you followers of Bhutapati, Lord Shiva, will descend to the standard of atheism without a doubt. Purport. Lord Shiva is described here as Bhutarat, the ghost and those who are situated in the material modes of ignorance are called Bhuta. So Bhutarat refer to the leaders of the creatures who are in the lowest standard of the material modes of nature. Another meaning of Bhuta is anyone who has taken birth or anything which is produced. So in this sense, Lord Shiva may be accepted as the father of their material world. Here, of course, Bhrigu Muni takes Lord Shiva as the leader of the lowest creatures. The characteristics of the lowest class of men have already been described. They do not bathe. They have long hair on their heads, and they are addicted to intoxicants. In comparison with the path followed by the followers of Bhutarat, the Vedic system is certainly excellent, for it promote people to spiritual life as the highest eternal principles of human civilization. If someone decrees or blasphemes the Vedic principles, then he falls to the standard of atheism.
I am requesting read the next verse and purport. Is that okay? Because it's all sadhus, they are fighting. You shouldn't join where sadhus are fighting, especially Vaishnava. You should remain silent. You see what Prabhupada says here. And see what Prabhupada concluded at this end chapter. Be extremely careful to join when the sadhus are fighting and cursing each other. Could have grievous offense, some could be, if you do to a Vaishnava. And highest price you might have to pay. In that case, best to see what we are supposed to be. Great Vaishnava like Shivji. Here is Bhrigu, he is a great Brahmin. To become a Vaishnava, you have to become a Brahmin. But you should not fight like this. Better, we are not on that level. See what Prabhupada said next verse.
Translation. The sage Maitreya said, When such cursing and counteracting was going on between Lord Shiva followers and the party of Daksha and Bhrigu, Lord Shiva became very morose. Not saying anything, he left the area of the sacrifice, followed by his disciple, Purport. Here Lord Shiva's excellent character is described in spite of cursing and counter-cursing between the party of Daksha and Shiva. Because he is the greatest Vaishnava, he was so sober that he did not say anything. A Vaishnava is always tolerant, and Lord Shiva is considered the topmost Vaishnava. So his character, as shown in this sense, in this skin, is excellent. He became morose because he knew that these people, both his men and Daksha, were unnecessarily cursing and counter-cursing one another without any interest in spiritual life. From his point of view, he did not see anyone as lower or higher because he is a Vaishnava, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 5.18. Pandita Samadarshina, one who is perfectly learned, does not see anyone as lower or greater, because he sees everyone from the spiritual platform. Thus, the only alternative left to Lord Shiva was to leave in order to stop his follower Nandishwar, as well as Bhrigu Muni, from cursing and counter-cursing in that way.
पतितानां पावनं वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः महावदनाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य देवे गौरे तुषे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूत स्वयं रूप कदा मध्यं ददाति पदान्ति जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त हरे कृष्ण कृष्णा कृष्ण हरे हरे Hare Rama, Hare Rama. We can see here the cursing and counter-cursing. The Param Vaishnava, Lord Shiva's, the followers, they are one side. One side is great Brahmin Bhrigu and Prajapati Daksha, and they are cursing them. What others are supposed to do, and we understand that when the sadhus fight, don't join, take part. You can commit some of the severest offenses. Here is one is Brahmin, like Bhrigu. Now we are not Brahmin like Bhrigu those days. Brahmin, Bhrigu. Nowadays, Kali Yuga Brahmin. So, I remember when Prabhupada, early days, was asked, what do you want to make these young boys and girls? Prabhupada said, I want to make them Brahmin. Unless we become Brahmin, we cannot be Vaishnava. Unless we become pure Vaishnava, we cannot achieve our goal. Our goal is going back to God. Our goal is become a pure devotee. Now let us see what is devotee, what Krishna says. Here is one, Lord Shiva. He is not only Vaishnava, he says, some of the topmost Vaishnava. He says, Vaishnavana. You want to see Vaishnava? He is a Shiva. Jatha, example, is Lord Shiva. And who is a Vaishnava? Who is the devotee of Krishna? Krishna says, Bhagavita, Machitta, Madgata Prana, Bodhayanta Parasparam, Katayanta Shamam Nittam, Tushunti Charamanti. Again, the Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said, if you commit offense to a Vaishnava, it's called Hati Mata. Mata word comes from the word Matta. Matta means mad. Mad elephant offense. Suppose you are beginning devotional service. It is just like a watering the seed and the seedling coming. And if there's an elephant let loose mad, what will happen? It will spoil everything. All your devotional service finished. So many people come to become Vaishnava. Very good. We sometimes, as the day goes, we don't see many stages. Do you know why? There are various reasons. If we hurt other Vaishnava, Krishna will never let you do devotional service. Best thing, Prabhupada says, stay away. Let the great Vaishnava, they will decide what to do. Here is Lord Shiva is teaching us. He is an acharya. Acharya teaches by example. He himself acts, then teach. Whatever he may be past before practicing Krishna consciousness, he himself practices and teaches. So who is the Vaishnava? Prabhupada, Chaitanya Charitamrita mentioned and told his disciple in the early days that, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, every Ekadasi, if you want to go back to God, check yourself how much you are making advancement. How do you know? Not by dress, designation. That is to run an institution, somebody is doing service, I've got some qualities, it's given. But real Vaishnava means, real Brahmachari means, mere sannyasi means, there are symptoms there. In scripture is written there. And we should be Shastra Chakshus. We should see through things through the scripture, the eye of scripture, Sadhu, Shastra, Guru. So here you see how we should act. Is Lord Shiva, he is topmost Vaishnava. We are doing, serving Vishnu or Krishna, Lord Ram. And greatest Vaishnavi one is Parvati. She once asked her husband, what is the highest service? Naturally, serving Krishna. He said, Aradhanang Sarvesham. If you want to worship, you want to serve Vishnu, Krishna, Hari Ram. Vishnu Aradhanam Param. Supreme Aradhana is Vishnu. Then Parvati thought, I am serving my husband. He is a great Vaishnava. So I may not be then right. Then Lord Shiva can understand, he is a great Vaishnava. He can read your mind. Nothing. We saw Prabhupada can tell you what you are thinking. Anyway, we may not be like that. But when we practice, follow Prabhupada, we can become ideal disciple. So Lord Shiva then smiled and said, no, my dear Parvati, tasmat parataram, there is service higher than that. What is that? Tasmat parataram devi, tadiyana, those who are dear to Vishnu, Krishna, Hari, Ram, you serve them. So Parvati thought, no, I am doing right. I am serving a pure devotee. He is Lord Shiva, my husband. He is a pure devotee. The great Vaishnavas there. Mahajan there. Narada, Swayambhu, Sambhu. They are great Vaishnavas. They are Krishna Tattvavetta. They can give us knowledge about God, about Jiptattva, Ishvattattva, about Prakriti, about time, about karma. They know perfectly right. Our duty is to simply act under their guidance, pure devotee, and then repeat the same thing for our purification. Become humble, become just a peon that God sent this. Please take it. And Prabhupada did the same thing what his Guru did. And he acted and gave. And our duty is to act what Prabhupada said without changing and give. But when we change, everything will be spoiled. Here, you see, we are learning from Lord Shiva. So Prabhupada also said, you want to go back to Godhead? I am writing down Who can go back to Godhead? He can go back to become a Vaishnava, pure devotee. Now, we know the definition of pure devotee from vector of devotion, Anna Vilasita Sunnam. He has no material desire. He is not rendering devotional service, karma misra, for the karma yogi does, or jnana misra bhakti, jnana yogi, or hatha yogi. No, no. He presents himself to his pure Vaishnava guru just like a fool. Forget your past experience, forget your knowledge, just go like a fool. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us when he went to his guru and reading Vedanta, this, that. And then his guru said, "You are a fool." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained silent. "Did I ask you to do this? What did I ask you?" "I asked you to chant Hare Krishna." "So I thought my guru is right. Remain a fool to guru. And whatever I say, exactly do like that. He knows what is best for me. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is God. How can he act like that?" But he is teaching us. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us as a great devotee, showing how to render devotional service, how to treat the guru, sadguru, how to become a perfect disciple, sat-sishya. Then there is a combination of sat-sishya, sadguru, result is best. Then you become guru. You make sat-sishya. Otherwise there will be disturbance. Suti siti puranadi. You are not following what is the way you are acting or saying or thinking, not in line, agreeing with a sadhu, sastra and guru. Then you will create disturbance in the society. Disturbance. Look like sadhu, look like Vaishnava, look like Brahmin, look like sannyasi, look like others. Cause disturbance. You cannot go back to Godhead. Who can go back to Godhead? Prabhupada is saying. Chaitanya Chaitamrita. Krishna Das Kaviya is saying, he says, "I am lower than an insect in the stool." But he wrote a book, Chaitanya Chaitamrita. He is considered postgraduate course. Because you start, when you join Krishna consciousness, you are like a primary school student, second year garden. If you do well, then you go higher secondary. Better, secondary to higher secondary. Better, go to college. You do better, go to university. You do better, master degree, then PhD. Here is a pure Vaishnava. So, you join, you are maybe Kanishtha Adhikar, check yourself. Maybe then, better do Madhyama Adhikar, in the eye of scripture. Then, you become Uttama Adhikar. You come down, because it's a preaching movement. Become a preacher, act like a Madhyama Adhikari. That is what Prabhupada did. Though he is a Uttama Adhikari, he is talking with Bob Cohen, then later on named Brahma Murta. He was previously came as a Peace Crop student or something in India, from America. Then he was not living a regulated life, but he was attracted to so many boys and girls coming from his country and Europe to Mayapur. So he thought, "Let me go and see." But he had the association of Sadhu Prabhupada. Prabhupada encouraged him, "Okay, you go and ask me whatever you ask." He's asking and Prabhupada is enlightening him. Day by day go. He said, "I have to go back." Now Prabhupada said, "No, you here, you stay here. Stay with my other boys and girls. You like here? No, it's good." Yeah. Then you ask more questions. One day he became a bhakta. He doesn't like to go. He has got his girlfriend. "Well, get married. Make her bhakta. Bhaktin. You go, all right." He's a very nice devotee of Prabhupada's disciple. Prabhupada later on gave him the name Brahma Muhurta. Brahma Titta? I'm sorry. Excuse me. Brahma Titta. Previously his name was Bob Cohen. And he said, I want to serve Prabhupada. And he will bring his car to take Prabhupada, drive in himself. And Prabhupada was very pleased. "So you can become a good devotee. You're a wonderful boy. Why don't you join with this all? Your boys coming to your country. See some nice boys and girls coming in India or in America, whatever you like." And he stayed. Prabhupada let him stay here. take prasad with my all other boys. Prabhupada introduced all of them. And Prabhupada's secretary, Sham Sundar. He said, yeah, come, Prabhupada, we can take it. Become a good devotee. This is where we are supposed to do. Like Jayananda Prabhu. So, what Prabhupada wrote early days, all Chaitanya Chaitanya written, the characteristic of a devotee. He is very simple. He doesn't quarrel with others. He is friendly to everybody. He is silent. He doesn't talk nonsense. Krishna Katha. 28 qualities. Prabhupada said, remember, you ask yourself, have you developed all these qualities? Then how can you go back to God? Doesn't matter if you are a grihastha, woman, or you are sweeping, or you are president, or you are sannyasi, anybody can. Jayananda Prabhu was not any big designation. He is nice, wonderful devotee. Prabhupada will look for him. Not he is looking for Prabhupada. Prabhupada will be looking for him. You go to the Prabhupada going out in morning walk, sometime inside the temple, with him, the big secretary, others, suppose, suddenly, open door, this, that. Oh, this Jayananda Prabhu is working. He's very humble. He may be sometime president of a temple, and he was found by one guy from outside, came to see in charge of the temple. Early days, means few devotees. Just rent a house or some room and start one temple. Early days, I remember. I was not there. So that man came and he said, I want to see the in charge. He said, all right, you know, please wait. He'll see you. And long time passed. Then he thought, maybe that man is not, he on his own went inside, looked for the whole building. The whole building, maybe small house. He couldn't find. He said, I couldn't find anybody. He's here? Yes, he's here. Then, with little hesitation, he said, don't mind. May I ask you something? Are you that man? Yes. He said, yes. I am the in charge of this time. Do you know what he was doing at the time? He was all garbage, all these things are cleaning. And think of so humble he is. He can do anything. Sometimes he will be driving taxi just to pay the rent. Then he will be building Roth. And he will get money. Once he was attacked by leukemia, blood cancer, that means inevitable. He has to leave his body. He can't. But what he did, from his house, his parents maybe, relatives, sent him $5,000. In those days, $5,000 is a lot of money. Somebody will come and give Prabhupada $10, $50. He gave $5,000. Prabhupada, what is meant for? Prabhupada came to know that he is meant for your treatment? Yeah, it doesn't matter. And Prabhupada will refuse. Say, no, he is meant for your treatment. He won't use it. He will give to Prabhupada. Prabhupada used it for teachings of Lord Chaitanya, as far as I know. And I heard again, it is a very bad condition he is, worse condition. Bhakti Gas Maharaj ki jai. So anyway, I give one garland. So again he gave. I don't know what happened. Prabhupada, I think, refused. He left his body. Later on I heard Prabhupada wrote a letter where he says that in this life Prabhupada hopes thinks that in his opinion he will go back to Godhead. If at all anything happens, he has got slightest material desire, still he will go very, very higher planet. And whatever he has got attachment or anything lacking, rendering devotional service, he will overcome it. And go back. Why not follow Jayananda Prabhu? So wonderful. Prabhupada's disciple. Doesn't matter where from he come. America, Pakistan, China, Russia. That is not the point. Point is we have to become. Prabhupada used to say once, this movement is meant for building character. So we see again, when Lord Krishna was going, leaving, and winding up his pastimes in this material world. He expressed this to Uddhava, I am going back. So I like to go. No, you cannot. You go to Bodhinath. No, no, I don't want to go. No, I will tell you something about devotional service. The Krishna told, it is there, please read it, in Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto. Krishna is talking to Uddhava about devotional service. There, Krishna also told the characteristics of a Vaishnava. He mentioned 28. He more or less agree with what Chaitanya Chaitanya. So here you see again, Lord Shiva is called a sober devotee, dhira. Dhirastatya namujati. One is dhira, he is not bewildered by all these things or by the enchanting material energy. To render devotion, one has to ask, at least first come to the Brahmabhuta state. Brahmabhuta, Pobadrisi, anybody, morose, not jolly, he will say, something wrong with you. You are not doing properly devotional service. One is doing, he should be joyful. You know, I am not this body. I am not man, I am not woman, I am not Indian, I am not sannyasi, brahmachari, all these things. I am eternal servant, the servant of the servant of the pure devotees of Krishna. Even Prabhupada was asked, what you are, Prabhupada said, I am Krishna's. No, I am not servant, I am trying to become the servant. If Prabhupada can tell like this, what you can say? So humble. Vaishnava is always humble, yet Shiva. He is very sober, who is a sober. Dhira. The dhira is one example Prabhupada gave. Of course, it's very high standard. Because we are always enamored by the object of senses and forget Krishna. But his dhira is not disturbed. So, in Kalidas, in Ujjaini, he wrote many books. He's a world famous writer, Sanskrit, many dramas. The one drama is named Kumar Sambhavam, where son will be born, one son. That means Shiva and Parvati. What happened is, when this thing happened, that place is there, you go to Haridwar, there is a place called Konkol, where this Dakhajagga took place. You can still go there. Haridwar, go a little further south, it's called Konkol. The Dakhajagga place is there, where this Parvati left her body by burning herself through Samadhi, because she is a great yogini, Vaishnavi. And because her husband is blasphemed by others, so a chaste lady can tolerate that. So she left her body. He said, this body given by you, my dear father, Daksha, you blasphemed the best Vaishnava, so I don't want your body. Destroyed. Then he again took birth as Uma, exquisitely beautiful girl, daughter of Himalaya. Himalaya is called Himalaya and she is called Haimabati or Uma. It cannot be compared with anything. She is matchless beauty. And so demigods are thinking, we are time fighting with the demons, we require a suitable, formidable general. So for that, Lord Shiva is a great Vaishnava, you know, very powerful person. So if they have got marriage, maybe their son, we expect, is just suitable for us to become our commander-in-chief. So they approached Uma. All the demigods. What do you want? He said, we accept Lord Shiva as your husband. What am I supposed to do? He said, in Kailas, Lord Shiva is meditating, absorbed in meditation. You go there alone and worship him. In India, it's a common thing. Mothers ask the daughter when she is growing, you will get a good husband like Shiva. So worship regular, go worship Shiva with bell leaves and Ganga water. It's a common thing in India among the Hindus. You'll go and see anybody Hindu knows. Or other things offered. Even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time will see and the girls are going and worshipping. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will snatch away all these offerings. And say, worship me. Here's a good point.
whether we will worship demigods or Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada very nicely explained there. You shouldn't disrespect demigod, though demigod worship is indirectly worship of the Lord, but there is abhidhi purvakam, not according to regular principle. If you worship simply the Lord, then tasmin tuste jagat tusta. If Lord is satisfied, it is just like pouring water to the root. All branches, leaves, twigs, fruits, flowers are nourished. So worshipping Krishna, Vishnu, Hari, enough, we don't have it. But we should not disrespect demigods. We should be extremely careful. They are also devotee. Some may be pure devotee, some may not be pure, but should not disrespect them. The Prabhupada, concluding all these things discussed, best thing, Kali Yuga, is to pravish sankirtanai jaggai jajanti sumedhasa. One who is really intelligent, brain, substance, he should do sankirtan jagga, chanting the name of Vishnu, Hari Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Otherwise, Vaishnava aparad, what happens, we know. Dakha later on has the head of a goat. And in Chaitanya Chaitamita we see what happened to so many others. Ramchandra Khan or something. Another one was Gopal Chakravarti. He was mistreating Haridas Thakur. What happened to him? His beautiful nose and hand, fingers, were affected by leprosy. Many others. Also, somebody committed offense to Sivas Thakur. What happened? Many examples like that. You can see Shobhari Rishi, great sage under the water, but he committed offense to the lotus feet of the great devotee and Acharya or Garuda. And what happened to him? He fell down from his exalted position. So we should be extremely careful trying to find fault with other sadhu or Vaishnava. Of course, those who are in authority, that case is defined. But even Prabhupada said, you make mistake, then according to your position, you will also will be given punishment according to your position. So we should be maybe extremely careful. Sastrayati said some places, don't praise somebody, don't blaspheme somebody, find his fault. But again another place said, better you find somebody's good qualities, even the smallest good, you will be delivered from the material clutches gradually of Maya. So here see how Lord Shiva is setting example, remain silent. You see how they are cursing, counter-cursing. They are not listening to him, even his followers. Acting properly, he just left. We can learn this thing. Then what is example of Dhira, first class, ideal example, Prabhupada gave that from Kumar Sambhav, that story, how Parvati is approaching Lord Shiva, accepting him as her life partner, become her husband. So when they are alone, exquisitely beautiful, Lord Shiva is a great Vaishnava, a perfect brahmachari, very beautiful, and alone in Kailash there. And she is worshipping with flowers and other things for worshipping. Lord Shiva is called also Digambar. The word Digambar means, Sanskrit word means Dik, one who is dressed in Dik. Dik means direction. In other words, he is hearing nothing. Neither some tigers or deer ski, neither clothes, nothing. Think the situation. Such a provoking situation. A girl, 17 around year old. At this time, girls are called almost like a blossoming flower. And even she is one of the exquisitely beautiful girls and selected by the demigods. And she is there alone. And Lord Shiva, he is meditating, hearing nothing. Very provoking situation. And he is not disturbed. Lord Shiva is not disturbed at all. She is flower. Right? Prabhupada means sometimes he is touching Lord Shiva, Parvati. Most sensitive part of the body. Lord Shiva is undisturbed completely. Prabhupada said, this is the ideal example of a dhira. And every day we can think how many times we are facing so many things, object of the senses, which we are attracted and forget Krishna. We can ask, we can then know how we are becoming sovarna. Prabhupada gave this example of sovar. Sanskrit word is called dhira, undisturbed. This is one quality of a great Vaishnava. But anyway, Prabhupada says, Bhacho Bhego, you want to advance in Krishna consciousness? You keep this book, early days I remember, Prabhupada will tell, every sannyasi keep this book, Upadeshamrita. The first shloka is what? Do you know that? Anybody? Bhacho Bhego, Krodha Bhego, Udara Bhego, Upastha Bhego, Jiva Bhego, Mano Bhego. Start with, say, Jiva Bhego. It is very difficult to control tongue. Every day when you are eating, Goswami say, Sarira Abhidya Jal. This body is a lump of ignorance. You shouldn't be attracted by the bodily pleasure. The Prabhupada, following Krishna, first lesson he gave. What Krishna gave Arjuna first lesson? You are not this body. Aham Brahmasmi. So we should not be always think of how to get bodily pleasure. So, Prabhupada said, those who want to make advancement, carry this. Bhacho Bhego, the first look. Then, which destroys our, devotional service, then everything. Attahara, prayasascha, prajalpa, all these things. If you want to make advancement, utsahat, nishchayat, dhajjat. Then Prabhupada said, regularly did that. Here he said, how he is tolerating. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said the same thing. Tinadopi, sunichena, taru riva sahishna. He is tolerating all. Lord Shiva, this is a great Vishnu. And what he wants simply? Janmani, janmani, ishvare. Life after life, simply, without any motive, simply to serve Krishna. Bhavatad bhakti ahuitu. And that is what our Goswamis, which they learned from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, saying, Anna Bhilasita Sunnam. No material desire. Gyan Karmadi Anabritam. Not Gyanamistha Bhakti Karmamistha Yoga. Anukulena. Favorably, Krishna Anushilam. Simply, serve Krishna. Favorably. Or another one. Sarvapadhi Vinir Muktam. Give up all false ego. Of I am this, I am that. Sarvapadi. Upadi means designation. Tatpratyena nirmalam. You surrender to Krishna, then you become pure. Then Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam. If we serve Rishikesh, who is the controller or owner of the senses, Krishna. Bhakti Richyate. That is bhakti. So, this is our guideline. I know we will fail sometime to do. Again, try. Why so many lives? Why not one life? Complete it. Achieve perfection. Go back to God. As Jayananda Prabhu said, one gate, why not? There could be so many here. Grihastha, brahmachari, sannyasi, in charge, manager. Anybody can become. Everything is there in Prabhupada's book. What is the difficulty? Every day we are associating. This is Nityam Bhagavata Seva. This is Bhagavat. We have got chronic disease. To get rid of chronic disease, recover, regularly take medicine from the doctor. Prabhupada gave us every day read Srimad Bhagavatam, read Gita, associate with devotee. Don't leave ISKCON. One who is doing, you see, so long in this movement, there's so many I can see devotees, faces, long time in the movement. How they are doing? They are following Prabhupada's instruction. Well, I speak 40 minutes. Now, any question or comment? I won't say much. Our business is to become Vaishnav, because it is a preaching movement. Try to bring others to Krishna consciousness, please. This is our duty. Whether man, whether woman, Grihastha, Brahmachari, Sannyas, collecting good money for Krishna, anything. Serve Krishna, serve pure devotee, and go back to Godhead. Present the pure devotional service. Develop all the good qualities, jasasti bhakti bhagavati akinchana. If you do pure devotional service, you will develop all the good qualities. Bhakti Mathura says, every akadashi, check yourself when you go to sleep. Because every day when you go to sleep, ask yourself, are you making advancement, developing all the good qualities? Then you go back to Godhead. One day you become like that. But if you have attachment, even an iota of this material world, nothing to do with the spiritual world, must come back here. Either Brahmaloka or here, anywhere. Either become Indra, Brahma, human being. You cannot go back. This is what Prabhupada said. I am repeating for my purification. Please pray for me. Thank you. Any comment? Any question? If I know, I will answer. Otherwise, you answer me. I will listen. I will hear. I will learn. I am here to learn.
Maharaj, unless you can answer our question, we'll all be lost.
You know, you are old devotee. I am here to learn. You are trying.
It's a little bit confusing the way this in this chapter.
Yes.
At some points it says, Srila Prabhupada says very clearly that there's cursing and counter-cursing going on.
Sorry?
Cursing and counter-cursing is going on between the two sides. Huh. But he also says that what Bhrigu Muni is saying is not really a curse because he's just explaining what has already happened. Huh. He's explaining that because the followers of Lord Shiva have cursed Brahmins, therefore they've blasphemed the Vedas, therefore they're already degraded. So, but yet, if that's a fact, then why did Lord Shiva leave the assembly if what Bhrigu Muni is speaking is just correct?
Prabhupada said, thus the only alternative left to Lord Shiva was to leave in order to stop the follower, Nandishwar as well as Bhrigu Muni. Definitely, Bhrigu Muni could be topmost Brahmin, but we don't know whether Bhrigu Muni is a pure devotee like Lord Shiva. So what Shiva did? From cursing and counteracting in that way.
Yeah, I know it says that, but in another place it says that Bhrigu Muni is not really cursing.
Acha, it is said in the scripture, Guru will tell you, do this. Again he said, don't do this. Take the last one, final one. So I will follow what Sadhu Shastra Guru says. Though there is a saying that sometimes he says this, sometimes he says, which one will follow? He said, consider time, place, circumstances. Here is the final what Prabhupada is saying in this chapter. Read this. Prabhupada said, that I said at the end of the conclusion, I said, Bhrigu Muni is a Brahmin. Bhrigu Muni is not said he is a Param Vaishnava. But so Lord Shiva is a Vaishnava. And what Lord Shiva says, I tell you, Prabhupada's conclusion. Thus, the only alternative left to Lord Shiva was to leave in order to stop his follower, Nandishwar. Nandishwar is that bull. As well as what? Bhrigu. He is a great Brahmin. Muni. He is a Muni also. He's not said he is a Vaishnava. But Lord Shiva is a Narada, Swayambhu, Shambhu. There are 12 great acharyas and Vaishnava. They are Krishna Tattva Betta. They know the science of Krishna consciousness. So what he is doing, and Prabhupada is saying, that I am telling you, from cursing and counter cursing in that way. So it includes Bhagavana. This is the concluding, we will say. Sometimes Prabhupada may say this, that concluding what he said. You do this, then we will do that one. That is what I know. Any other question? Any comment? If you like, I can read that, Prabhupada. End of the chapter is reading, otherwise you can read. He's saying, our duty is intelligent person, do the Sankirtan movement. Yeah, all this. You can try. There are many like that. Many things like the controversial thing there. Asutthama's thing and many other. There is a fine judgment, Prabhupada is saying. When Parvati sitting on the lap of Lord Shiva, there is a proper not etiquette, but Lord Shiva is a higher platform. It doesn't matter to him. He doesn't sit there. Only saintly person is sitting. But Chitra Ketu, he cares. He said, oh, how can he laugh? And then Parvati got angry. Curse! So there also he signed. Prabhupada sometimes saying this, sometimes saying that. Now how will make black and white conclusion? Prabhupada said, Lord Shiva then told Parvati, Parvati, she is a great Vaishnava. He shouldn't have said that. Nonsense. Again, Prabhupada said, Chitra Gupta shouldn't say, because Lord Shiva is not an ordinary Vaishnava. She is as good as almost like God. He can sit with his, make his wife sit on his lap with all the saintly person. He has no bodily, he is a Param Vaishnava. So this way, this is not a black and white answer. This is right and that is all wrong. Not like that. There are many like that cases in Srimad Bhagavatam. Any comment? Maharaj, I want to say something. I want to learn Bhakti Vikas Maharaj. Say us, enlighten us.
It's our great good fortune to have Shubhag Maharaj here. Shubhag means good luck.
This is my opportunity to serve you. Here is Amiya Vila Swami, world preacher. May say something. Comment or...
I would like to know this, Lord Shiva, the Param Vaishnava.
Yeah.
And Parvati, she is also Vaishnavi.
Yeah.
And Daksha is the father of Vaishnavi.
Daksha means, not Prabhupada mentioned about Vaishnava. He mentioned Daksha, very word Daksha means Sanskrit, expert. Was expert in bringing children. That means expert in sexual action. And he can bring so many children. And every time Narad comes, and he said, Narad, make them a brahmachari or not marrying, and he gets cursing. Narad Muni. Narad Muni, Vaishnava, he tolerates. And what happens to
Is it
Daksha?
A past tense? Like this is the very, very topmost.
Past time means
Lord
which
Shiva,
is eternal. Lord past Shiva time is, means which is eternal.
No, Lord Shiva is marrying like a second time.
I don't know. I don't want to get into things out of context.
No,
that is relevant, you ask.
Uma, you are giving the example about
Uma. Yeah, Uma coming again, that is written in the scripture. Sometimes, the same husband and wife, so many times.
No,
Krishna's father and mother, the same person, three times, Aditi and Krishna Garbha and this, that, all, Dara, all this. Krishna is telling, when he appeared, three times, mother, I saw you, you are so pure, doing austerity, you are only eating the leaves falling on the tree, you are controlling your senses, I was so pleased with you, my mother. So I decided I come. This is your last life. I go back to work. Krishna?
Like Brahma also Vaishnava is the father of Lord Shiva.
There are different Brahma. Brahma is a position. Indra is a position. Then not necessarily the same person.
What is your question?
What
I wanted to say that now, Brahma's son is Lord Shiva.
Brahma's son is Lord Shiva. Which Brahma?
Same Brahma what Brahma are. Order to marry.
This is very complex subject. You read Brahma Samhita, that will give you some clear insight about our philosophy in a nutshell. Here, I don't like to go somewhere out of context thing.
So Brahma asked to marry to Parvati, to Lord Shiva.
Acha, so?
But I want to say, they are all Vaishnavas.
So what is the question? What is the point?
The point I wanted to know, so is it a pastime like, now Shiva is a Vaishnava?
Yes.
As I say that Vaishnava, Lord Shiva was also blessed because Bhrigu cursed Lord Shiva that, so he didn't get a association of the demigods. Demigods are materialistic, Prabhupada explained in the purport.
Acha, then?
So Lord Shiva, he got a chance to not associate with the non-Vaishnavas.
Yeah.
So now Daksha, how Brahma ordered marry Parvati to Lord Shiva, is not a Vaishnava.
Who is not a Vaishnava?
No, Daksha. Family. Just wanted to know. Yajna also performed, that is all Vaishnava. Yajna, no?
Yeah, they are Vaishnava, everybody is not pure. Demigods are also Vaishnava, but some of them are mixed. They are not pure Vaishnava necessarily all.
Just wanted to know, this is the past tense, because this is the very, very topmost, you know. Now it is on the earthly planet, right?
One day, some Prabhupada asked about Lord Shiva. Prabhupada said, do you know, what is your goal? Go back to Godhead. Who is there? In Krishna. So, do you know Krishna well? No. Why do you want to know about Shiva so much? He told his disciple. So, if I may not telling you the same thing, but I am telling, Prabhupada told this thing to one of his disciples. Oh, what do you think?
So, this is in Satyuga, right? Happened?
I don't remember.
Bhuloka.
I don't remember.
Huh?
Which yuga, I don't remember. But the place is there. You go to Konkol.
Right. Yeah,
I went there.
Right.
Haridwar, you go down, few kilometers. There's Konkol is there. The Daksha Yagya took place. Parvati burned her body to ashes. All these things are there. This I have limited knowledge. I'm a parrot. What Prabhupada said, just simply saying.
Yeah.
Trying to. Please bless me.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Samaveda Bhaktavinda ki jaya. Hare Krishna.